The Republican presidential ticket and a surprise guest appeared before the nation's largest veterans organization today. Bob Dole, his running mate Jack Kemp, and retired General Colin Powell spoke before the National Convention of the 2 million member Veterans of Foreign Wars, pledging to maintain a strong defense, cut taxes, and balance the budget, all without any decrease in the level of funding for veterans benefits. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold reports.
The last time Bob Dole went to Louisville, Kentucky, his campaign veered off message. Dole responded to a reporter's question about tobacco, suggesting that it may not be addictive, and the stories and people dressed up as cigarettes plagued him for weeks. Today his appearance was more successful. He donned his service cap and spoke to his own kind, but for good measure he brought reinforcements.
It is my great honor to introduce to this Hall of Great Soldiers, another great soldier and great patriot, and a man that Bob Dole and I am proud to call our friend, ladies and gentlemen, General Colin Powell.
The popular retired general was an unexpected guest, a guest who was bound to be well received, amid rumors that he would serve as Secretary of State in the Dole administration. He wore a gold medal the VFW had awarded him the last time he addressed the group, just after Operation Desert Storm. He thanked the veterans profusely for supporting the troops, even when the American public did not. He then launched into an eloquent description of Bob Dole's vision, casting Dole's pledge to cut taxes and balance the budget as nothing short of patriotic.
A vision based on the growth of our economy with the simple goal of providing the dignity and rewards of honest work to every able-bodied American who wants to work. The return of power to the people by bringing government spending and the government under control and putting your money back in your pocket.
Dole was somewhat humbled by this new member of the GOP, who received more applause than either member of the Republican ticket.
When we were driving from the airport, I was riding with General Powell, and I was just thinking, only in America could a second lieutenant ride with a general.
Dole assured the conventioneers he's committed to a bigger defense budget. If America is prepared to fight any wars, then we will fight perhaps no wars at all, he said, a lesson I think the administration has forgotten over the last 4 years. Along with a new missile system, Dole says he will deliver a much-needed pay hike for the armed forces.
But I could say it no better than the former vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Admiral Bill Owens, who said, and I quote him, "We cannot expect service members to lay their lives on the line when back home, their families have to rely on food stamps to make ends meet."
Dole's task of cutting taxes and balancing the budget grows even more daunting with every promise. Along with pledging to increase the defense budget, he has exempted from any cuts 2/3 of federal spending, Social Security, Medicare, and interest on the debt. To those who are skeptical, Dole quoted another military figure, General McAuliffe's response to the Germans demanding his surrender.
The general said, and I quote, "Nuts." That was his response, and that's my response. Even if you don't want the tax cut, you're going to get it.
The crowd of several thousand, mostly white elderly men, all in caps, was appreciative, with standing ovations all round. But among those who stood and clapped, there were some, like Gene Ogden of Rhode Island, who had reservations.
The tax thing? I can't see that tax thing. Myself, as a matter of fact, it wasn't till recently that he himself, Bob Dole, was saying that you couldn't do both. He himself was saying that. You can do both, but then you're going to really have to cut in other areas. What areas are you going to cut? You know, unless I know all the areas you're going to cut, that tax thing, to me, means nothing.
His buddy, Ben Pezant, also of Rhode Island, had more faith, but his presidential preference was based on something else.
I believe in his saying that we can cut the tax by just by slimming down the government. I think the government's too big, and I think the state government can run better than the national government, and that's how he intends to do it. And furthermore, I would never, never in my life, if I dropped dead today, vote for a man that ran away from this country during the Vietnam War.
President Clinton's military record never came up today, but it was in between the lines and hard to miss. Surrounded by American flags and veterans of his generation, Dole was in his element, and the image, a war hero who would be commander-in-chief, wasn't spoiled by reporters' questions. Outside the convention hall, there was no butt man in sight. Dole had successfully conveyed the message. He had served and his opponent had not. A message he never had to utter. I'm Elizabeth Arnold, reporting.